Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from opinion survey, from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
If it's just a few questions, if it turns into like 10 or 20, I don't have time.
It'll be a couple questions, sir. Yes.
If it's just a
It'll take
few.
about 5 minutes.
So it's a whole bunch of questions?
It'll take about 5 minutes.
So it's a whole bunch of questions. How many questions is it?
I'm not sure of the quantity of questions that there is, but
Well, maybe if you can figure out how many questions it is, then I'll do it. Otherwise, I don't have time. Sorry.
can I schedule a call back with you? I can call you in another time or another
You can
day.
call and figure out how many questions it is, and if it's more than a few, I don't want to do it.
Okay, well, we can begin and then we can stop at any point that you
Okay,
want.
we'll do a few because I am working, but go ahead.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
No.
television?
Nope.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for
100%.
president? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Basque. Spanish Basque.
Sorry, what was that, sir?
Spanish Basque. Basque.
Okay.
Country on the border of Spain and American, just kind of mixed, but.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'd say independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Protecting abortion rights.
Is zero important or is 10 important?
Zero
The
is not
scale of
important.
zero to,
Yeah.
which one's,
Zero is not important at all, and 10 is most important.
let's say five.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing.
Eight. Seven.
Okay. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
Two.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Seven.
All right. Tackling climate change.
One.
Lowering taxes.
Ten.
Securing the southern border.
Eight.
Reducing crime.
Ten.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Donald Trump.
Seventy.
Lori Chavez, the Remer.
I don't know. 50.
Janelle Bynum.
Don't know. 50.
Joe Biden.
Two.
Tynaco Tech.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
Fifty.
J.D. Vance.
Fifty.
Kamala Harris.
One.
McDonald's.
Fifty.
Republicans in Congress.
Fifty.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Joe Biden?
I guess it would probably be Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
No, I don't know.
Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez?
What are the options?
Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Remer?
I don't know. Don't know anything about either one.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
If I knew anything about it and I liked what she had to say, I would. I don't know, though.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very much disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know.
Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
I don't know. I'm undecided.
Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. Is this very convincing as a 10 or not at all convincing as a 0? On a scale of 0 to 10, what would you rate?
A 5.
5, okay. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass her opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Is this very convincing, or not at all convincing, or convincing, or somewhat convincing?
5. I don't know.
Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
I don't have any opinion on it.
Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how distrust and it has been for our community. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs.
Recriminalizing drugs is a good idea because this has been a massive failure. Now we got crime and drugs everywhere.
Okay, would you say very convincing as a 10 or not at all convincing? On a scale from 0 to 10, you can give her any rate.
8.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Oh, no.
Even though you say you are undecided, wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards?
Don't know. Can't lean in any direction.
Lori Chavez de Remer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can't compromise, end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't know.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Remer talked about fighting drug use and legal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez de Remer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws as a member of Congress. She refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't know. I'm not impressed with people voting to make drugs legal. I think that was a terrible idea.
Would you say just some?
I guess just some.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
I don't know.
Okay. Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards? Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Remer?
Don't know.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Grandchildren. Not my children, no. My kids are older than 18.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.